The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Just found out the news that Gia Abernethy is retiring from Sirens, and Gia, it's left me gobsmacked, so no doubt it'll leave a lot of Sirens fans and fans of the league in general a little bit surprised.
Yeah, I guess it's probably not a surprise to myself or a few of the girls in the team, just, you know, how I found this past season. But it's some news that I've been sitting on sort of for most of the year, a bit unsure, going back and forth about what I wanted to do for season 2023. And as I sort of mentioned to a few people, it sits really, really right with me, knowing that the decision I've made means I can make the most of my experience over here in the UK.
You joined Sirens back in 2018, it was. Was it a bit of a godsend, given the fact that on a personal level, I mean, things didn't exactly turn out as they should at Thunderbirds?
Yeah, the Thunderbirds obviously gave me incredible experiences, and I got to debut in Suncorp with them. It just got to the point in my netball career where I wasn't sure if training full-time was you know, what I wanted for myself. So went over to New Zealand for that week-long tournament with the Sirens, not really too sure what was going to come out of it, but now looking back, it was almost the perfect opportunity that could have come at the perfect moment in my life. So really, really grateful for the Sirens for offering me that chance to come over and do what I can, because like you said, it was at that point where I could have gone either way. So I'm very, very happy with how that all worked out.
That belief from Gail, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a funny one. I didn't play much over in New Zealand, which I sort of thought all good, gave it my all, got along with the girls, met some new people. But then when she offered me the contract halfway through, I thought, you know, this is everything that I've been working hard towards. I didn't actually have to think too long about it, which was nice. I sort of rang everyone home and sort of made the decision that day. I was 100% in.
I suppose at the time it would have been a bit of a bitter taste in your mouth, given the fact that it was something that you'd love doing and you couldn't even get a place in one of the best leagues in the world.
Definitely not a bitter taste. I'm sort of grateful for every opportunity I had in Australia. And if anything, it taught me that no one owes you anything. You know, you can have respect for as many people as you can in the league, but working your hardest and doing everything possible still sometimes isn't enough, which I think it actually sat okay with me, knowing that I had done every single thing possible to get myself a contract over there. You know, there was nothing I regret, and the way things panned out, it actually all turned out for the better because of the experiences that I've had over here. So definitely no bitter taste, but it just taught me so many things that I brought into the last 4 years here in the Super League.
And given the fact that there was almost that universal adopted Scotland, you were obviously adopted quite instantly by the Sirens as well, and their belief in you, that captaincy as well in the later years, and just that chance to express yourself.
Definitely. It's funny, the adopted Scot phrase, because a lot of people, until I actually had a few interviews, didn't realize I wasn't Scottish. I think they just saw my surname and assumed I was someone coming through the pathway, and then they listened to me and worked out I was actually from Australia. So the leadership opportunities they've given me to work with a group that, you know, I was unfamiliar with at the beginning of my journey there, it's something that I hadn't ever done before. I've been in the same club and the same pathway back home in South Australia. So it was a great challenge, and one I really, really looked forward to when it came about. So yeah, the last 3 years as captain have taught me so much about working with other people and a lot about myself as well. And definitely an experience I'm proud of, and one I'll hold close to my heart.
A few years ago, we would have seen maybe Suncorp as the major league, and a lot of our English players were going over there, but more and more Aussies are coming over to our Super League now, and you're a bit of a trailblazer in that. How important would you imagine that Australians see our Super League?
I love that. I love that so many Australians are looking at the Super League as definitely either a stepping stone in their career, an opportunity, something that can reignite the passion of netball in them, whatever it may be for their point in their life. It's such a great platform and competition that I think is definitely getting the acknowledgement it deserves from around the world. It's nice to see this past season how many Australians were over here playing. I think whether they're imports to teams or they have a British passport, it's definitely an avenue I think lots of training partners or fringe players over in Australia should explore, because it gets you court time in an elite environment, and you know, you can showcase your talents for whatever you think the next step in your career is. So yeah, the more the better, I think, and the stronger this league will get.
Didn't you go through juniors with Maddie and Sarah Clow?
I did. Maddie Turner, Maddie Proud, Sarah Clow, all of those girls. We won a few national championships with each other, so very good experiences with those girls.
Oh, well, I've got you busted then. You're going to have a few months off and then you're going to join Swift. We love a joint Swift for you.
I know. Imagine that, four South Australians in that team. No, they've been incredible to watch and then see their journey. It's sort of inspired me to move away from home and see what opportunities, you can grow with. So it's exciting to see so many of us exploring different leagues around the world.
Nice thing is as well, you've been really involved on that ground level and teaching people throughout the camps and the Sirens camps as well. It's important to give back.
100%. You know, we've had a whole season in 2021 behind closed doors that to show the fans how thankful and grateful we are for their support during that, in this past season, by being able to do the camps, the engagements and the fan zones at home games. It's been at the forefront of my sort of goals this year. We don't survive without the fans, and it's important for us to let them know and actually make a point to recognise how important they are. So it's something I've thoroughly enjoyed, and getting to know people on a first name basis over the years has been quite a cool experience. You know, you see them at the home games and you say hello and have a chat, and it's quite nice being away from home to know that you've got that support here as well.
And that's probably something that you'll miss on a weekly basis, just those fans in the crowd.
Always. The Emirates Arena as well has put on such brilliant events this past season. It's we play the sport because we love the sport, but crowds and fans and that engagement definitely makes it more exciting. Our last home game against Wasps, actually, I knew inside I was retiring, but I hadn't told any of the girls. And we lost that game by one, but the crowd was unbelievable. You know, it's credit to Wasps for coming away with a win with that noise, because most teams would probably falter under the sort of the cheering that we had on that. So that actually was quite a special moment for me. Internally, I knew it was my last home game for Sirens, but nobody else did. So yeah, I don't really have words for how much I'll miss that. Even though it's not the main reason we play netball, it's definitely something that makes it so special and the experience so worthwhile.
And Claire Nelson, with her drive as well, I mean, she's already said that you're going to be a massive loss and always going to be part of the Sirens family as such. How does it make you feel as a player here and things like that?
Yeah, Claire Nelson has been instrumental in my time over here. She's the one that ultimately had the decision to sign me or not back in 2018 for the 2019 season without even having met me. So for her to take a chance and to sort of explain her vision to me and trust me with what she wanted the club to do and bring me along with it was quite remarkable. So I've got quite a special relationship with her that I think goes beyond player and CEO. It's something that has genuine care for each other, which, you know, I've definitely felt the last 4 years being away from home. So yeah, definitely a huge character, and for her to say such lovely words is very meaningful.
And maybe a quick thank you to your supporters.
Yeah, it's been sort of a funny experience letting people know that this retirement is coming. I don't really like drawing attention to myself. It's something I thought probably didn't need an announcement. I'm probably thinking no one will probably have too much interest in me stepping away, but just the players and, you know, internally at Netball Scotland and Sirens, because obviously they've all been told before the announcement, it's been overwhelming, the support that I've received and the supporters of my netball career here and in Australia. It's what makes me able to do what I'm doing. It's quite a special experience, and that so many memories I look back on with the players, but so many as well from with the supporters. I don't think I will ever have words to explain how grateful I am for everything that sort of they've given and backed in me and all that sort of stuff. So I think I'll reflect after it gets announced today and a few more people find out, and I'll probably get overwhelmed and have a little moment to myself, but there's definitely people that I'll reach out to and make sure they're aware of how thankful I am.
And are you staying over in the UK or are you going back home?
I'll be staying over in the UK for sure. My boyfriend and I live down here in London together at the moment, and we're thoroughly enjoying our time over here. So that's obviously a huge experience that we want in our lives. And And another reason behind sort of stepping away from netball is that we want to make the most of our experience over here in the UK together, and being able to do so many more things together. So travel and all that sort of stuff will definitely be on the cards. So a few more years we'll hang over here and see what life has to offer.
And you'll be popping up on Sky Next as an expert pundit. We'll have that. We'll have a word.
I'm not sure how good I'll be at censoring my opinions. I'll have to be careful. It'll either have to be a beep button or I won't be able to do live updates. So it's definitely something that I enjoy watching. Friends like Kat with IT do, but definitely not something for me.
Well, look, in the meantime, thanks for what you've done for Sirens. Being part of the Super League as well, really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much, Andy. I appreciate it.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.